Hello and welcome to Through Imperial Eyes, the Star Wars podcast. That's all it is. That's just a Star Wars podcast. Whenever I'm not spilling soda all over my keyboard, I'm talking about Star Wars with Jackson here. So I'm your host, Braden Ledbetter.
I'm Jackson Daleen. I'm the keyboard guy.
You're the keyboard guy.
Ears are like cutting out in the middle of recording.
We were literally about to record and I just spill all in my keyboard to pop all the keys off. It was disgusting.
Dunked a 44 of Dr. P on my on my land boy.
It makes Jackson want to puke. But
yeah, it hurts my soul thinking about it, honestly.
But we're here to talk about Star Wars news on our new schedule now. Hopefully we're going to be able to keep to it. We're going to start releasing these on weekends. I don't know if it's going to be exactly Saturday, but it's going to be on a weekend because news seems to drop usually the day after we record or the day after we release an episode. Yeah. So we're going to try to keep up on news and make sure that we are able to talk about everything as it drops. Especially for Star Wars Celebration, it's going to be hard to wait a week to talk about all the good stuff that's going to come out of there. So. Yeah, for sure. Other than that, anything exciting happening in your Star Wars life?
I tell you, I finished Midnight Horizon.
Yeah. I think you told me, I think last week you were close to finishing it.
I have done it now. I finished it now and I'm on like chapter 3 of Dark Force Rising. It was pretty good. I think actually that's been it completely. I haven't done anything else now that I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I know, like in the back of my mind, I've been like, I gotta pick up Fallen Star again.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just gonna like build a lesson plan for you, and we'll just record like a read and learns.
I really want to read it though. That's the thing. I really do just need to like stop making excuses just and just down. Pick it up and finish it because it's like I have somewhere. That much.
Go like to a park and just like sit in your car and just read.
Other than that, playing a little bit of Lego Star Wars. I get stressed out. I don't know if anybody here listening has been playing any Lego Star Wars. I just get so stressed out when I can't get every single like
when you
stud.
Have to just play the story mode.
Yeah, and like I can't get every single stud, and I can't like find all the mini kits, all the side missions, and I'm like, it says I'm only 42% done with the episode, but I'm done with the episode. Yeah.
I've just been playing through the stories and then essentially I'm going to replay it in free play, try and get more people who are capable of it. I still have to do Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, but then I'll unlock all the episodes.
I'm taking my sweet time with it.
I am too.
I'm only on Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, wow. And you started with the prequels,
right? I started
Phantom
Menace. Wow. Yeah, I've been like taking my time to like explore and like missions as possible.
I've been playing around a lot with it too. Because if I'm not in the mood for an episode, I'll just like play around in free play. Mm-hmm. And that's when I explore and just kind of understand each crevice. Cause then I can kind of like change on the fly and see what is what. It's been really fun though.
Well, cool. I think we got quite a bit of news to get to this week. There's some really interesting stuff and I got some Star Wars Celebration news. So let's dive right in. What's our first story?
So right off the bat, Natalie Holt was officially confirmed as the composer for the Obi-Wan show. With an interview on Vanity Fair, the composer discussed the secrecy of the project and what it meant for her to work with John Williams. Quote, "Well, I think I've just always been a huge Star Wars fan. I watched the original trilogy with my dad when I was 5 years old. So the music from John Williams basically narrated my childhood, E.T., Raiders, Jurassic Park. My starting point was just being a huge fan of the music for the show already. I'm a violinist and I come from an orchestral background, so I've been able to do something on an epic scale with these big forces. As a violinist.
That's a word.
Holt also revealed that in addition to composing the score, she will also be playing in it as well. Quote, "Actually, I'm singing and I'm playing viola and I'm playing some violin in there too. So yeah, I am performing on the score," end quote. She then talked about Williams' new theme being, quote, "reflective and entirely appropriate." She said, it's reflective and entirely appropriate, and it distills what the show is about in just the perfect ways that John Williams can. It's wistful, but there are elements of hope to it. It's doing something new, and I think people are really going to be blown away by it. Which I like hearing that. I like hearing kind of the themes about it. She seems to kind of understand what sounds couldn't be produced for certain feelings to kind of play with that. And I love the Loki score. I listened to the Loki score for a little bit when Loki was hot and out. So yeah, I think that I bet you this score is going to end up being really, really good.
I think it's also really cool that she's not only composing it, but she's also performing in it.
Yes. I think that's very cool.
Super cool, because I think the conductor is going to be Anthony Panther. He was the conductor for the Obi-Wan score. I think it's really cool that, one, this is the first female composed Star Wars score. And the fact that she's performing in it is even better, too. And I wonder how closely she worked with John Williams on the score for this show.
Probably a bit, because I bet you she wanted to really break down his score and then base her music around it. So I wouldn't be surprised if they are very similar sounding pieces.
Yeah, because I'm sure we're going to get all of our, you know, familiar themes of like probably some Imperial March in there, probably some Force theme, that kind of those kind of fun things.
She talks about that that element of hope to it. I bet you those are like Jedi Order like motifs that play in like the original trilogy. Yeah,
I think it'd be really cool for like the vibe to be like a little bit more of like a refreshing take on like A New Hope, like that score.
Yeah, and that's kind of the vibe I got from this too, is like a revamped Force theme.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm excited. Only 3 weeks away. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really awesome.
Moving on here.
What do we got next?
Yeah. The Andor DP, director of photography, says that the series was initially planned for 5 seasons, but it's now set for 3, which this is also news that we're getting more than one season, or more than 2 seasons. According to Adriana Goldman, who's the director of photography on the Rogue One prequel series, Andor was, at least at one point, set for 5 seasons, but according to him, plans have changed. The direct quote translated to English is as follows. The series I worked on was supposed to be 5 seasons long, but I think it's not happening. It will have 3 seasons, maybe. So far, only that second season of Andor has been greenlit. As far as the public knows, Andor is said to resume filming this fall for its second season, which I think we covered a couple months ago. So hopefully Star Wars Celebration will provide some clarity on the future of the series and what's going to be coming down the pipeline. But what do you think about the fact that there was an initial plan for 5 seasons?
I think we knew that. I think I remember we talked about it being 5 seasons, and I guess that's cool. And I bet you
I don't remember hearing it was going to be 5 seasons.
I don't know. Maybe we just kind of speculated it, but I had the idea that it was going to be 5 seasons. And I guess I don't want to say like I'm disappointed, but like I guess it makes sense. Like, that's cool. I guess that means that there was going to be a lot of like filler stuff, which
maybe
I almost am not opposed to. I think that's what would have made the show fun, is that it's like the misadventures of Andor rather than like, here's the big
right.
plot, you know? But like, that's cool. That's cool. Do you think the other 2 seasons will be more episodes?
I don't know. I feel like the fact that they're saying, okay, this is going to be 3 seasons now, makes me think that the storytelling kind of structure of this series will be season 1 is act 1, season 2 is act 2, and season 3 is act 3. I hope they go that route and not just like, here's a story of Andor in this season, and then the next season here's another story of Andor, because I think that would get kind of redundant.
And I almost
wonder
if they
have one overarching plot over 3 seasons, that would be really cool.
I think what you're saying is that was what the 5 seasons was going to be.
Maybe.
Is that each season was a new one, and they were like, no, let's not do that. Let's do one big plot, which can just be put into 3 seasons.
Yeah. And you know, we've been talking about like how do they make the stakes high if we know Andor's fate? And I really hope they find a really cool way to, you know, tell this story. And
I hope they play more with Saw Gerrera.
Yeah.
I hope he's kind of like an interesting plot within the show.
Yeah. And what's his name? Skarsgård. Alan Skarsgård. His character, apparently, you know, he's been talking a lot to media and says that it's a different kind of character that he's ever played before. And it was, I think, I think this series will bank on there being new fresh characters that we, you know, become like favorites, and we have this really interesting story to put them in. And I really hope that we get that. And I think we will. I think I have a lot of trust behind a lot of, 'cause this was a lot of the team behind this series is, you know, people who worked on Rogue One back in the day, and you know, I have high hopes. So what is next?
So up next, we have official images from Total Film, for Kenobi. For, we got some new pictures. I think there was just only three that released. And they're pretty cool. The first one is, it's like a, I guess it's Obi-Wan in Tatooine just chilling, but he's got a new outfit on. He's wearing this really cool like blue undergarb robe, and he's got a little belt on, and he's got this poncho. Yay. We're getting Star Wars ponchos. Honestly, I do really like this look. I think he looks good. I think his, you know, his hair and the beard look really nice.
I want him in the Anakin Attack of the Clones poncho.
Or the Qui-Gon episode one poncho. The second one is him. I forget what the planet is.
I have it written down here. It is Dayu. It's
Dayu. Okay. But it's Obi-Wan standing on Dayu. It's the city planet. It's the night. Very colorful and neon-y. He's in a
very,
crowd of people.
Star Wars Underworld. Remember that test footage?
Yes. It gives off Bad Batch, like Ord Mantell vibes.
It's pretty cool.
I love the pose. He's got like crossing his arms. He looks like in the Jindy Tarkakovsky Clone Wars when he's sitting in the rain. He's like pouting.
He's looking for someone or something.
He's looking for someone. It looks cool. I like kind of seeing him out in the open and having to do stuff. And the last one is of Rupert Friend's Grand Inquisitor, and I think it's just like a different angle of the shot of him spinning the lightsaber.
Do you think
there's a stormtrooper in the back? That's about it.
The head looks any different or better in this angle or shot?
It does look a bit thinner. That was something I thought about when the trailer came out, and being like, maybe this is just like a look. I bet you, like, once we see it more,
or maybe
in action,
we just
like,
saw like a weird angle of it or something.
I think so too. Like, because he doesn't look as pale in this, you know?
Like I've always said, like, the look is not enough for me to be like, oh, this is going to ruin the show.
It's ruined. Yeah.
No, I mean, I cool. That. I think these new images are just a really fun tease. And they don't reveal much of anything, which is good. Just a really fun tease for what's to come.
Nothing that we haven't already seen, you know? So.
Well, we got some more Kenobi news. I think Deborah Chow had a interview with this Total Film magazine, which the issue I think just came out this past week. Deborah Chow had this to say about the new series. Obi-Wan's going on a journey, and there's going to be different people that come into his life. One of the things I was trying to do with this series was to have legacy and who is important in Obi-Wan's life, and to also have some new characters. So it's going to be a mixture of the two, but I think there are some surprises to come, I hope. And then she went on to say, we really did conceive this like a beginning, middle, and end. It is one big story, and it was always meant to be. So you can never tell what happens in the future. But if another series were to happen, it would have to be the same. It would be the same process of making sure that there was a real story to tell. Ours is obviously connected to the prequels, but I love the idea that there can be more stories that are all over the timeline. I was kind of hoping, I mean, we kind of knew that this was going to be one big story, obviously, but she mentions like some surprises and like these new characters coming into Obi-Wan's life. I'm just excited to see Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan encountering new people and interacting with them. Like, I don't know why, like, that's such a simple thing, but that is something I'm really excited for, like, to see. Just like, take me back.
I think because that's like, I would say that's a Clone Wars thing, is that we see a lot of what Obi-Wan is on the casual. So what is it like to see him on the casual with just the general public rather
especially,
than
especially I think
his
especially
Jedi friends?
The fact that we never thought we would ever get Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan on screen ever again. And the fact that we are now, it's just like, I want him
and put him in everything that we can possibly achieve, you know.
But what do you think of these comments?
Very cool. I think this is kind of a very standard thing to say. I trust Deborah Chow's with everything, so it's nothing like that. It's more like, obviously there's a beginning, middle, and end with this story. We kind of know what's going to happen immediately after this show. And the surprises is, I think it's funny that like they really always hype up the surprises, because at this point it's almost kind of a given with what Star Wars will be doing. But I think I agree with you that like the new faces is kind of the most exciting thing. I want to see Obi-Wan interact with new instances, because I feel like getting Obi-Wan and the surprises, I bet you, is Qui-Gon. I think that's the big one that they're really trying to like, they're like hiding from
us. I think in this she was, or not in this, but in some other interview, I think that we talk about later on, I think she just like straight up was asked about Qui-Gon and she just didn't comment. She's like, no comment.
Yeah. 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 I think everyone understands that like you have to have it. So it's instead of it being like a, oh, cool. Like, oh, it's Qui-Gon. It'd be like, oh, thank God it's Qui-Gon.
I'm just wondering why, like if... Say Qui-Gon is in the show and it is Liam Neeson's Qui-Gon, like Force Ghost. Why wouldn't they just announce that? Like, wouldn't that be such a... It's like kind of like how they announce Vader. Like, you know Vader's going to show up in it. Why would you not announce Liam as Qui-Gon?
I think they are trying to ride on the ability that Vader will bring in enough people that when they bring it, when they show Qui-Gon, it'll be for the newer members of Star Wars to be like, oh, like it's the, like it's going to be that for the general audiences. Whereas people like us are going to be like, oh yeah, for sure. Like,
I think the more I think about it, the more I'm like, well, how much, you know, would it have been a bummer if they announced Yoda in The Last Jedi or something like that? You know,
well, think how much, would it convince people if they announced Liam Neeson, but not Vader, you know, they did it the opposite. I think, I agree.
Also, she talks about this. They conceived this like a beginning, middle and end. That kind of goes to prove to me that this is kind of adapted from, because I remember back in like 2016, they were talking about there being like an Obi-Wan trilogy happening of movies. And I'm thinking that they kind of adapted that into a series of six episodes. Because if it's 6 hour long episodes, then that's 3 2-hour movies.
I was going to say, do we know how long each episode's supposed to be?
So it's basically a trilogy.
Very groovy. Pretty much. I do too. I dig that.
So, very groovy. Well, cool. What is next?
Star Wars Celebration, which is going to be at the end of the month. I say that recording this on May 1st. They released their panel schedule. And I think I'm just going to quickly read over it. And the ones that we sound interested in, we'll just kind of stop and be like, ah, you know, just be like, let's talk about this. So for day one, this is Thursday, May 26th. Right off the bat, I'm not going to read the times, but we have Lucasfilm Studio Showcase, and then the Lucasfilm Publishing Stories from a Galaxy Far, Far Away, Ian McDiarmid, An Audience with the Emperor, Ahsoka Tano, The Purest Example of What the Jedi Should Be, The High Republic for Light and Life, and Star Wars Original Props and Costumes. What sounds the most interesting out of that one for you?
That's going to be, I think Christina Ariel is going to be hosting it, and it's Claudia Gray, Charles Soule, Justina Ireland, DJ Older. Yeah, it's going to be all those people. And I think they're going to be talking about phase two of the High Republic,
which that'll be really cool. I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that. And mine is the Lucasfilm Publishing, because I like knowing that we're expanding more with Star Wars books, like all round. I pre-ordered Secrets of the Sith, hardback edition for Barnes and Noble. Yeah, it was actually cheaper than like just pre-ordering the hardback. Like they're doing an exclusive Barnes and Noble cover. But yeah, I think that'll be really cool. I think we'll learn a little bit more about like Brotherhood and, the Obi-Wan book. And, just, I hope to see more things announced within like the publishing world that isn't just High Republic, you know?
I think another interesting one that sounds kind of cool is the Ian McDiarmid one.
I agree. I thought that was kind of a fun little, I think that'll be interesting to kind of, I almost expect him to be, you know, what was his experience through each trilogy.
I'm wondering which of these panels are going to be streamed and which ones aren't.
I bet you the studio showcase, the first one.
I think that's maybe a little bit of a smaller panel, but who knows?
Well, I, I think it's supposed to be kind of like an overall thing of like a, here's a general look at Lucasfilm doing it. So it's not necessarily a detailed, like they're not going to drop big things, but it's kind of a cool, like almost like it's a propaganda thing. Yeah, it's like,
okay, here's what we have coming out and look forward to some really cool things.
And to release that and people be like, oh, I can't go to this one, but I'll go to the next one and, you know, see more things
I think,
like that.
A lot of like the ones that are like, you know, I think Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary, obviously it's coming up the next day, but that's going to be another one that they stream. Because have you ever watched any of the Celebration panel streams?
No,
I've watched them like every year since like 2015. They're really fun.
Yeah. I've always thought about like going back and just kind of checking them out.
Every single time there was like, remember the Last Jedi panel I was really excited for and they premiered the trailer, and the Rise of Skywalker panel I was really excited for and they premiered the trailer.
I remember the pictures of the Rise of Skywalker panel when Ian McDermott
came out. Yeah, I was watching
that
live. I was like, what? Yeah,
that's cool. That's super cool. So moving on, day two. This is, mind you, this is the day Kenobi drops too. So this will be a big day, the big day for Star Wars. So right off the bat, the summer of Lego Star Wars, Lucasfilm publishing behind the page, how Rey defined a new Star Wars generation, Star Wars Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary celebration, go beyond the spires and virtual reality, making the ILM X-Lab Tales from Galaxy's Edge, a Hasbro Star Wars panel from a galaxy far, far away to a Disney park near you, 35 years of Star Tours, Adventures with D23, and Let's Play Star Wars, a Galaxy Tabletop Games, and then behind the audiobook, making an original audio Star Wars adventure. Which one sticks out to you?
I think the How Rey Defined the New Star Wars Generation sounds really cool to me. I really hope they have Daisy Ridley there. Obviously, Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary, and
I think that's gonna be the biggest one.
I really hope they have like Hayden, George, Natalie Portman,
maybe. Everybody shows up. That'd be really cool.
Call me a nerd, but I think the behind the audiobook sounds kind of interesting.
I also was like, that sounds fun.
Anybody else would be like, what the heck is this?
Yeah. What? The Hasbro one, I think, is really cool. The 35 years of Star Tours sounds really fun. I bet you that's going to be really nostalgic.
I've noticed on Friday, no Obi-Wan panel announced.
I think that's because like Attack of the Clones. Maybe you think
he will be at the Attack of the Clones.
That's kind
of because I know he's going to be
actually.
There.
He's kind of that's prime time. Like that is like Kenobi drops. Yeah. Like that'll be the day to like be at Star Wars Celebration. Oh, I saw Ewan McGregor in the Attack of the Clones. I'm going to go home and watch 2 hours of Kenobi. Like this is the greatest day of my life. So the next day after that, which is Saturday, May 28th, we have Exploring the Universe, the books and comics of Star Wars, Mando Plus, a conversation with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, behind the scenes of The Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett, Star Wars Hunters, Welcome to the Greatest Show in the Galaxy, and Tales of the Jedi, which was announced to be a new animated anthology, which will be hosted by Amy Ratcliffe, and it will have special guest Dave Filoni, which... I think it's going to be based off of the old Tales of the Jedi
book,
which was like, it was like the comic of ancient, you know. And then finishing off the day, there's Doug Chang designing The Mandalorian, Marvel Star Wars comics, and I am C-3PO with Anthony Daniels. I think the Tales of the Jedi is going to be really cool. And so is, I bet you the Mando Plus.
I think
will be
they're
really
going to be
cool
talking probably about a little sneak peek into season 3 and what's going on. Probably see some new images.
Talk about that. I bet you they'll talk about like some Ahsoka stuff and kind of build off of
and
that.
And then, behind the scenes sounds cool. The only thing that I'm like, of course they have this panel, is the Anthony Daniels panel, IMC3PO.
Yeah, but like it's fun, you know, like he's got nothing else
talking
to do.
About. He just loves talking and hearing himself talk. He loves talking about himself.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, he's got an audience for that, so that's exciting. What do we got going on Sunday?
And then on our last day, May 29th, we have Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 2, a look at Star Wars Vision, Star Wars The Clone Wars, The Siege of Mandalore screening, and then behind the scenes of The Creatures of Return of the Jedi and a Celebration Anaheim closing ceremony. I kind of would kill to be at a Siege of Mandalore screening.
Dave Filoni's
going
to be there, too, to talk about it.
To see it on a big screen, that'll be really cool.
Obviously, Bad Batch Season 2, that's exciting. I would like...
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think we'll probably get a trailer and release date for season 2 at that panel.
For sure.
Look back at Star Wars Visions. We might get a little bit of Visions season 2 news out of that, hopefully.
Yeah.
I wonder why they're doing this Siege of Mandalore screening.
I bet you just kind of like as a fun thing, because I bet you a lot of people wanted to see it as like a movie. And this is the place to do it. And it's also like, that's the end of Clone Wars. Like that's the end of kind of an era that I think, especially with Kenobi coming out, like this is kind of a little, you know, it's just, it kind of, it makes sense. So, so that's the panel list for Star Wars Celebration. If you're going to be there.
It's looking very, very promising. I was kind of expecting like an Andor panel, an Obi-Wan panel, an Ahsoka panel, like that kind of stuff.
I'm more surprised we don't have an Andor panel.
Because especially that comes out this year. Like that's supposed to come out end of this year. So
this would have been the time to release a trailer too.
Maybe they're waiting for something. Or maybe we will get like a surprise. Maybe during the studio showcase, we'll get a bunch of stuff.
I was
because that's an hour and a half panel. Too, so maybe they're going to could do like a sizzle reel of like all the stuff coming up. Be cool. Cool. Well, a couple more stories here. Next one. This is really exciting. Charles Soule was promoted to creative consultant at Lucasfilm. Very exciting. Soule confirmed the promotion when it was pointed out to him by an observant fan. And he tweeted, "Guess this is out there. Very excited about this new role. It's been a blast so far, and it's letting me do some really cool stuff in the galaxy far, far away. Too long didn't read. I'm officially a creative consultant for Lucasfilm, and it's cool." Perhaps the timing is not so coincidental, given The Acolyte was announced to be set near the end of the High Republic era, which obviously I can guess they've probably consulted Charles Soule a lot about, because he's kind of like in the vein of the keeper of the High Republic right now. So, you know, that's all really cool, and I really hope they use him going forward, because I really do think they're going to be exploring the High Republic a lot when it comes to show, like in the future when it comes to shows and movies, and I think Charles Soule will be a great person to helm that creatively. Well, what do you think about all that?
Congrats to Charles, honestly. That'd be really cool. I'm really excited for his Star Wars 25 will be his 100th comic that he made, and I'm going to try and get it. But yeah,
get Charles Soule on the show.
Cool. What's Charlie doing? But yeah, this is cool. Like this makes sense. I hope that The Acolyte really shows a lot of the things in the book that we've been reading.
And I really hope The Acolyte captures the vibe of the High Republic too.
I think whatever the vibe of phase three will be like,
that's going to be Acolyte era. Cool. Cool. What do we got next?
Jedi Fallen Order sequel reportedly not launching until 2023, but isn't missing Star Wars Celebration. During a recent live show on Twitch, Jeff Grubb from Reliable Game Video Game Insider mentioned that he's heard the game will not be ready in time for a late 2022 debut, but that it will be at next month's Star Wars Celebration regardless. One of the reasons they're going to be able to do that is because it's not coming out until 2023. Oh, they're going to be releasing on next gen. This game is for sure now not coming out until 2023. I guess it's a slight disappointment, but I think we've prepared people. We've been preparing people for that on the show. Anytime we talk about it, every time it comes up, I said that they were targeting 2022, but no one should really get their hopes up for that. Well, now we can know for sure that it's 2023. Quote, "I said this last week, but then Star Wars Celebration put out their agenda and it's nowhere on the agenda. They say nothing about Respawn or that game. It's going to be there. It's just not on the agenda. It'll show up there. It'll be a pretty big one. If not, it's not going to have its own panel. I think that when they did Jedi 1, they have their own panel where they said, okay, let's talk about what this game is going to be. That's not happening this time, but they will be showing off new stuff from the game. And I think probably announcing the game, I guess we'll see." End quote. It's unclear at this point in which panel that they'll talk about. It kind of sounds like he says they're going to have their own little thing, but maybe not like a big panel for it. But this is cool. It's cool. I'm interested to see what it'll be just being next gen only too, you know?
Yeah. I'm wondering if, you know, it'll be a thing where like they have a, not a panel, but they maybe have like a booth at Star Wars Celebration and they just like,
that makes
like
sense,
announce
yeah.
something online, maybe drop a trailer online or something.
It's in the video game
maybe,
section.
Maybe it's not a gameplay trailer, but maybe it's like a cinematic trailer. This kind of teasing what this game's going to be about. And I think that's all we need too, especially being more than a year out of this game. Like, we don't need that much quite yet. I mean, that new Hogwarts Legacy game or whatever doesn't, like, it has like a gameplay trailer and like some other stuff, and it doesn't come out until the end of this year. So, you know, I think there's still some time to like.
Well, I never discredit a company for having to take a step back and build something. So I always kind of support games being like, it'll come out.
I mean,
later.
I would rather I'd rather them not like rush it out, be like, oh, we gotta meet this 2022 deadline.
Yeah.
I'd rather them just be like, okay, but what if if we just like give it a second and we release it next gen, we have a little more time to
make sure we have everything we want.
Some really interesting, really fun, exciting things to come, I hope, for Fallen Order 2. But here is our last news story of the week. Ian McDiarmid teases Palpatine presence in Obi-Wan Kenobi or Andor. Star Wars Rise of Skywalker obviously brought back Palpatine in body form, with Ian McDiarmid playing the role once again. And while we may have thought that this would be his last time as the evil Sith Lord, the actor could be returning sooner than expected. Speaking at his own panel at the most recent edition of the Imperial Commissionary Collectors Convention, that's a tongue twister, the actor said the following, quote, "There's a certain show coming soon, set right around the time I may have considered to be very active. Whether or not you will see my physical body, I cannot comment on, but you will certainly feel my presence." I think he's talking about Kenobi.
Watch it be Andor.
Yeah. But I mean, this has got to be Kenobi, right?
It just makes sense. Yeah, I bet you that's part of the surprises. Yeah. Is that I think Palpatine's that'd be cool.
I mean,
maybe not a lot. Maybe
they're
like
just hanging
out
in Vader's castle,
scenes.
Like playing chess.
Yeah, I bet you the first time we see Vader, he'll be talking.
Even if
to
it's
Palpatine.
Just hologram, like that would be cool.
Lord
Vader.
Yeah, for sure. I bet you most of it
you
will
so?
Be hologram with him. Yeah. That makes sense, because the concept art of Vader being at his castle, like, that's the place to, especially the one where he's sitting. It looks like he just got done with a meeting. He's just chilling. Lord Vader, how long have you been sitting there?
Like 4 hours.
Also, what do you want from Jack in the Box?
What? I'm ordering within my helmet.
Beep, boop, boop. Starts pressing his like breather mask.
Oh my God. I really do hope that like we get a physical, you know, Palpatine. I mean, I think it would be cool to see him on the hologram, but I really want that visual of
like
seeing
one
like
scene.
Little robed Palpatine floating around.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, so. I think that's really exciting that we're going to be maybe getting Ian McDiarmid at least maybe one more time. But what about, why not both? You know, why not Andor and Kenobi? But,
that'd be kind of cool if it was like, it makes me think of the end of Rebels when he poses as like nice emperor and he's in like the white robe. It'd be cool if we saw something like that in Andor.
That'd be cool. I think that just about does us for this week. A lot of news stories, and we got, you know, Star Wars Celebration and Kenobi are right around the corner here. But as always, if you'd like to find us on the social medias, you can always do that on Instagram at Through Imperial Eyes Pod, Twitter at Imperial Eyes Pod, and of course the YouTube's Through Imperial Eyes Podcast. Jackson, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at QuaxonScalene. That's QUACKSON and scaling like the triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is at Daleen_photography. It's DALEEN.
And
what about you?
You can find me on Letterboxd. I'm going to do the Letterbox first, because that's the most important one. A Letterbox at B Ledbetter. And I haven't really been watching a crazy amount, but I did recently watch a bunch of new movies because I was on the airplane when I was going to Europe and back from Europe. I was watching a bunch of stuff like House of Gucci and Spencer, and I watched Hot Rod on the plane. I don't know if you've ever seen Hot Rod with Andy Samberg. But I saw The Secrets of Dumbledore last week too. Disappointed. But if you don't want to find me on Letterboxd to see what I'm watching and reviewing, you can always find me on Instagram at Braden Ledbetter and on Twitter at Bradathalon, and see what I'm doing in the video work world for my day job at Vet19 on YouTube. We just glued a bunch of gummy bears on my boss's Tesla.
I saw that.
It's insane.
You had a very clickbait post, like, and
the result was crazy. You see at the end. But, of course, that all aside, you can go ahead and head over to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, subscribe, whatever you need to do to let us know that you like what we're doing. And if you don't, let us know that as well. And we'll be back next weekend to be talking about more Star Wars news. And hopefully one of these days I'll finish this Star Wars book that I've been needing to read for the past 6 months and haven't. So we'll see you then. And until then, may the Force be with you.